Henrietta's House by Elizabeth Googe. For Dorothy Pope. There were once two little girls, and one had fair hair and lived in the cathedral close of Torminster, and the other had dark hair and lived up in the blue hills above the city, and they were friends. And now that they are grown up, they are still friends. And the one who lived at Torminster dedicates this book to the one who lived in the Blue Hills, because it was she who saw the white fishes in the cave. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a railway station waiting for a train. The train was late, the sun was hot, and everyone was asleep on the platform, except Henrietta and the puppy. Mr. Baker, the station master, dozed in his little office with a newspaper spread over his bald head. Tommy Higgins at the bookstall, with his coat cast aside and his thumbs stuck in the armholes of his unbuttoned waistcoat, slept the sleep of the just. And Herb, the porter, seated on the hamper that contained the puppy, had dropped off for a minute or two, and his rhythmic snores and the plaintive squeaks that came from the hamper were the only sounds in the whole hot, sleepy world. For the period of this story is at the beginning of the present century, and in those days the world was often silent and sleepy, and not the noisy place that it is today. Henrietta, prancing up and down the